The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back with the WWE's Encyclopedia of Sports Entertainment, the new edition. Ooh, provided to us by our good friends over at DK. So thank you so much, guys, for sending us this beautiful book. I'm very excited because my other WWE encyclopedia got ruined when I had an incident at my house 2 years ago. Like, the covers got ruined. So this beautiful new book has shown up at my house, and I'm very happy because I can now put it back out on my coffee table where it rightfully belongs. So yay.
You must have a big coffee table.
I have a huge coffee table because this is a big book. It's a big, heavy book. She's thick.
She's a thick one, y'all. She's massive.
Well, I mean, it's an encyclopedia, and everybody that's ever stepped foot inside WWE, WWF, or any other name is in this book. And I have to give a huge shout out to Kevin Sullivan, Steve Pantaleo. Hope I said your name right. I'm sorry if I didn't. Keith Elliott Greenberg, Dean Miller, and our good friend Jake Black. They are the authors of this book, also to the writing team that put this book together. Thank you so much, guys. This, when I say it has everybody, I mean literally everybody. Everybody you could probably ever think of is in this book.
Let's just go through some of the names we've seen. It has Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. It has Camacho, Buzz Sawyer. It has King Kong Bundy, The Click, Killer Kowalski, Tatanka, Husky Harris.
I'm so happy Husky made the book.
Ted DiBiase Jr., Tamina, you name it, they're in this book, whether it's small little sections or two massive pages full of data about your favorite WWE superstars, like Shawn Michaels or Hulk Hogan, have two-page massive spreads about them. They're
the
all
Undertaker
in this book.
The Undertaker has 2.5.
Okay, The Undertaker has 2.5. I mean, it's The Undertaker, The Phenom, The Deadman, The American Badass. You name it, the man of 1,000 nicknames. He's got it.
I'd also like to thank the artists that put that section together because you use one of my favorite pictures, so thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's the one of him in the smoke from WrestleMania, I think it's 28, where it's like the hands coming up out of the stage.
Yeah. I think it's 28 or 29. It might be...
It was one of the punk years.
29. It was 29 then.
Yeah, I think that's 29. So, sorry, my bad, wrong WrestleMania, but still, one of my favorite pictures. Thank you.
But you name it, they've got every single person that has ever stepped foot into the WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, whatever the book wants to categorize, NXT, you name it, they have a section in this book, which is really cool, because as a WWE fan, this is a great reference tool to talk to your friends about WWE superstars. And hey, you're hanging out with friends. They may not be big into the WWE today, but they were big back in the 90s. You go, hey, do you remember this guy? And you can just flip to the page. And boom, there's a two-page spread on Stephanie McMahon. Because that's what I did. I opened the book and boom, there was a two-page spread of Stephanie McMahon. You just randomly go through the book and you go, oh, I remember this person. I don't remember that person. It's PG-13 or PJ Walker. Or the infamous PMS stable.
Or, you know, the infamous knock knock. Who's there? It's Braden Walker.
Braden Walker. I love that Braden Walker made the book. It's awesome.
So, I also really love the cover art on this book. In terms of the front and the back cover, they did a really nice job with all the photos and putting it all together. It's all very clean. It's all very just nice and organized and pretty. They have the little tabs on the pages that tell you what letters to go to, so that way you don't have to silently, like we all do the alphabet in your head anytime you want to go find somebody. It's quick and easy reference. Or am I the only person that does that?
No. I love that it also has every single member of the NWO listed. That's a nice, helpful tool, because sometimes you forget about how Masahiro Chono was a member of the NWO at one point. I think he was NWO B-Team. Or NWO Japan, and then I think B-Team. Yes, I know my history. Things. WWE facts. Yay.
Which he got from the encyclopedia.
Yeah, and remembering it from 1997. Yes, it's been a while.
Ooh. Go with it.
Lowdown. Lowdown is in this book.
I will say, at least for Mr. Harris, I think there was one missed opportunity, and this is totally me. This has nothing to do with anybody that wrote this book, but I feel like, basically, what I love is how they end his entry is, he got kicked so hard in the head, he was never seen in WWE ever again. Like, he just never came back. I feel like there was a missed opportunity to say he just kind of wandered off in a swamp and was never seen again.
He just looks so familiar to this Bray Wyatt guy. I don't know.
Yes, the Mr. Wyatt has several multiple entries in this book, which makes me very, very, very happy. But yeah, no, it's absolutely beautiful. Congratulations to everybody who worked on this, who updated it. It's very, very simple to use, to look through, to go down memory lane. I appreciate, like, I actually opened the page and there was Midian and I was like, oh yay, Midian. Yes, I like all the weird wrestlers. In case anybody, if you're listening to this for the first time, yes, I love all the weird ones. I'm sorry. That's just how I am. Okay. I cannot like normal people. It's not a thing. So yeah, but this is a great book. If you're looking to brush up on your WWE history, if you want something beautiful to put on your coffee table, or if, you know, you just really enjoy this kind of thing, I would pick this up.
If you, out there listening to me right now, have a person in your life that is a pro wrestling fan, go out today, go buy this book for them, and just hold on to it for a little while, because it makes it perfect Christmas gift.
Ding! Or Hanukkah gift.
Or Hanukkah gift. Makes perfect gift. I'm just saying, holidays are coming up.
Just use a really strong box.
Yeah, it needs a big, strong box to hold it in, because it's
because it has so much information in it. It needs a lot of support.
It does. But that's okay. We like big books.
And we cannot lie. There was a smile. Nobody can see the smile.
There was a great smile. Anyway, I think that does it for our book review.
I think it does too. So everybody, this book is now available at fine booksellers everywhere. As Rock said, it makes an excellent holiday gift. It makes an excellent birthday gift. Or if you, yourself, just want to give yourself a little something-something, this makes a great gift in general. So it's available, like we said, fine booksellers everywhere and on Amazon. And, you know, we'd like to, again, give a big thanks to everybody over at DK. Thank you so much for sending this to us. It was such a thrill to look at it, and we will smile every time we see it, because it's just that amazing of a book. And y'all, don't fret, because this isn't the only review we have. We have more coming, right?
Yeah.
Very soon, so stay tuned for that. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, the WWE Encyclopedia Edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back soon with another review. Till then,